Today, a story about money from the first of our newest group of radio rookies. With joblessness at a 26-year high, many people across the country are getting a crash course in coping with the stress of not having a steady paycheck. Rookie reporter Miguelina Erica Diaz has lived in poverty her whole life, like many of her South Bronx neighbors. Erica's family knows well the anxiety that comes with constantly having to scrape enough money together to pay the rent, buy groceries, and have enough left over for all the things that kids want.
I live in a society where you have to be tough and get fresh. That means sophisticated, with clothes, cars, and phones, or people will look at you like you're nothing. And this is not Manhattan, where Gatorade costs freaking $3. This is the South Bronx, where a lot of people live on minimum wage jobs, or like my family, on welfare.
Reina, wake up, school.
Four of my mom's eight kids are still at home.
Reina, get up.
And let's just say, we always need something.
$2
for what?
For my Chinese party.
All my sister needs is $2 for mommy, so she can eat Chinese food with her class. She's scared to ask because when it comes to money, mommy gets frustrated and stressed. She doesn't have much to give. My other little sister, Darina, is 12. Day-day asks mommy for a lot of things.
So what you have to ask for?
Deodorant.
Yeah, I don't want to be stinking.
And me? I just started college, and that comes with even more expenses, like tuition, books, and transportation.
Right now, I'm making the calculations of the things that I need.
Last spring, senior dues gave me a huge headache.
This is killing me.
$85 for my prom ticket, and $250 for cap and gown, trips, a yearbook, and a t-shirt.
If I had this, I'd be a little less stressed, I think.
My tux, $200 and some change altogether.
My best friend Chris wanted prom to be a night of luxury.
My girl, my nails, her nails. It's crazy. It's a lot. Every day I go out there looking for a job. Get an application here, get an application there. Just 1 week of work, my first paycheck, will be helpful.
When I asked my mom about senior dues, at first she said, "Ay, yo no tengo." She said no. I was like, this is really important. I walked away. Then she called me. Eriquita! Opened her wallet and pulled it out. Cha-ching! I was like, dag. Mommy's like super mom because when she doesn't have it, she always finds a way.
Tengo dos, tres bodegas con la puerta abierta.
No food in the house?
Que me dan crédito también.
Mommy goes downstairs to get credit from the bodega. Or she calls one of my big sisters.
Can you say sucker on the radio? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My big sister Evie works in human resources.
I'm a sucker for my family.
She tries to always support my mom.
How do you think mommy copes with her stress about money?
I don't think she copes with it very well because when she don't have money, she wants to be sleeping or she wants to be crying.
When she's stressed, it makes me kind of stressed.
Sometimes my mom locks away her stress by taking pills to make her go to sleep. Once she took too many and fainted on me. I had to pour water on her face and call the ambulance.
So right now I'm on the 3rd Avenue stop. All I need is a couple of more stops to Lincoln Hospital. Just praying to God that she's okay.
The other way she deals with stress is much better. I put on some salsa, bachata, and dance with her in the living room. I cheer her up. I want to be able to give my mom everything so she won't stress or take pills. But I can't even help myself. When I need money badly, I tend to panic and run away from all my responsibilities, like taking care of my homework and being on time. All I can think about is making fast money, man.
What do we do to make fast money?
Sell candy.
Would you like to buy candy?
We start off by borrowing $13.75 from my mom so we can buy a box of Sour Belts. We flip that box and the next one to buy more candy.
Would you like to buy candy?
And by the end of the day, we have over $150.
All right, I'm going to refill your box up right now.
It feels good. There's no such thing as a slow day.
Why do people like the red ones?
You're out there to do one thing, and you're going to do it.
I know.
You meet new people, and you get to see how you really are inside of you. Like, you know how you be mean at home, right? But you just can't find the niceness of you. You sell candy, you'll find it because you're being nice. You're not like, yo, buy some candy.
Would you like to buy candy? It's $4.
I actually eat candy, but I buy candy from you.
My little sister's name is Reina. That's queen in Spanish. My little queenie. She has the prettiest smile, and that's her advantage. People think, how can I say no to this precious little face?
People are nice in Third Avenue.
They look at me, and I already know what they're thinking. Yeah, mm-hmm. You think you slick using this cute little girl? Let me get one anyways. Let me buy five.
What do you see, Reina?
A lot of money.
No more stress. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. More money.
A few months ago, I was home playing video games when Quincy came in and surprised me with $200. I asked her, where did she get it from? She said, oh, my friend had $400 and he gave me half so he wouldn't get in trouble. I was like, maybe it's true. Oh, I hope it's true. I was too happy about the money to really care where it came from. We went shopping for games, clothes, an MP3 player, and a ring for mommy. Why did you lie to me constantly yesterday? Constantly. It turns out that my sister stole the money from the beauty salon downstairs. Why did you lie to me?
I don't know.
Can you just be honest? That's all I want.
I'm angry because she lied. I feel guilty because I wanted to believe her story.
You're gonna keep on lying to me.
I'm not lying to you.
So why can't you just tell me the truth, Reina? Why can't you just tell me the truth? For once!
Most of all, I'm worried that mommy will get sick because she's so depressed.
If mommy gets sick again, Reina, I swear I'll make sure you go to foster home or something. Because I'm not taking care of you. You're a bad little girl. You stole $200 from mommy's friend.
You can hear my mom crying hysterically on the phone to one of my older sisters. I tell my mom, we're going to work to pay back the money. When I say I'm going to make the money, I'll do it. You're my beautiful mom, and I need you, and I don't want you to get sick. She tells me she loves me and asks me if I wanted her to cook dinner.
I love you too, ma. No te pongas así.
My little sisters and I worked 2 times that week selling candy in order to pay back the money. But we only had to pay $60 to the salon. The owner told me she forgave Quincy because she was just a little kid who needed to learn a lesson.
How you feeling, Quincy?
Good.
All right, so we're going to do this thing, right? So just follow along. Chica chaka chinga.
Chica chaka chinga.
A few months later, I asked Quincy why she took the money. She told me she was hungry for a snack.
I just saw the money, so I took it. I was like, I could eat with this.
You could eat with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I would have took that and be like, yo, that looked like mad food to eat.
We could have went food shopping.
We didn't buy food, though. We weren't thinking about the things we needed. Just the things we wanted.
We went to Third Avenue and bought mad stuff.
You know when you have something brand new, you feel brand new? Well, Reina wanted us all to feel as fresh as the first day of school.
That was a fun day.
And then it went bad.
Duh, it went bad. Feeling like we won the lottery couldn't last. At least not in my family. I wonder if the stress about money will ever leave my family. I don't think it's possible. I mean, come on. That means everybody has a job, everybody is comfortable. That's not reality. I hope it's possible for me after I graduate from college, but I don't want to jinx myself. Anything could happen. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Miguelina Erica Diaz.